I made two terrible mistakes. Missing a win and then losing. And I had to stop dreaming about becoming a master at this early age. The final position was Danchenko, where his pieces were completely paralyzed. But there were many obstacles that I had to overcome even before I could make the first move.
You are listening to KasparovChess.com podcast, episode 8.
My triumph in Tbilisi was greeted euphorically by the Azerbaijan sport officials. They were expecting me to make an immediate further search and thought that I was already capable of becoming a master. Needless to say, that I shared this very optimistic assessment. But Nikitin was not so sure. He felt that my nervous system was not yet ready to be tested under severe pressure of professional chess tournaments. But at that point, I didn't want to hear any voices of caution. And in May 1976, I took part in a very strong tournament in Baku, a memorial to the first Azerbaijan chess master, Sultan Khalilbeyli. The lineup comprised four candidate masters, or locals, and 10 masters, six best players from Azerbaijan, without Vladimir Bagirov, and four guests, Kayumov, Nikolayevsky, Murray, and Danchenko. If I remember correctly, that was an important precondition for these tournaments to be recognized by the Soviet Chess Federation if one of the local candidates become a master, to make sure that the games will not be only played between locals. I started a tournament in the uplifting mood, expecting to become the youngest Soviet national master in history. But after making a very difficult draw against one of the local masters, Sidiev Zadeh, in round one, I faced a disaster in round two. I played Elmar Magaramov, my friend and rival from Baku Pioneer Palace, who was also playing in this tournament as a candidate master. But while everybody expected me to do well, he entered the event without high expectations. Our game started well to me. Elmar, for some reasons, decided not to play his favorite Sicilian and opted for open line Rui Lopez. But not being familiar with the details, he made a terrible mistake in the early stage of the game. And after the opening, I had an extra pawn and a winning position. And then, instead of winning by force at move 28, I made two terrible mistakes, missing a win and then losing. And instead of scoring full point, I had to capitulate.
This is pretty ugly, because, oh dear, I think...
Though it was early in the tournament, I've never recovered from this blow. And to the contrary, Elmar was so much encouraged that he eventually made this cherished plus four, the master norm, 8.5 out of 13, while my game in the first half of the tournament would be hardly recognized. I won a good game against another local candidate master in round four, But on round 5, I lost very poorly against another local player. And after round 7, I had a miserable minus 2.5 out of 7, and had to stop dreaming about becoming a master at this early age.
I was born April 13, and it was natural for me to believe that I should be the 13th world champion. Scarp was the 12th world champion.
I was devastated. And at one point, my mother found the only way to cheer me up and to bring me back to my normal state.
Клара Каспарова, his mother.
Он говорит, я тоже так думаю. Все, вот, все что было того времени, это моя борьба с общественностью в защиту моего сына.
She quietly called Mikhail Botvinnik from our neighbor's apartment and asked him to have a word with me. And I was surprised to receive a call from my great teacher, who was not giving me any compliments and not trying to console me, but in his distinctive, assertive voice, said that it's time to stop thinking about the title, it's over next time, but now I could play chess and to recover my good name. And also he said that he admittedly lost games as bad, even worse, than I did in this tournament. Somehow, this long-distance therapy helped, and I finished the tournament more than convincingly, facing 4 invited players, arguably strongest players in the tournament. I scored impressive 3 out of 4, losing to Nikolaevsky, but beating 3 others, including Kayumov, master from Uzbekistan, who actually was a winner of the tournament. I also won a very sharp game against Yasha Murray in King's India. But the best game I played against an experienced master from Moscow, Donchenko. I was very proud of the positional style of the game, and especially about the way I played the opening, the Ruy Lopez, where I came up with my own idea. I always like to close the center, taking some space, and that's what I did at move 12. And after c4, which it's not a good move, but it looked quite natural for Donchenko, I played b4, and then I just had my pieces relocated, making sure that this knight on a5 will never see the daylight. And it was, by my standards, a positional masterpiece. I looked at a few games played by Anatoly Karpov, where he just cut this knight on b7, and I did it well. And it boosted my confidence. I ended up with 50% score in the tournament, but the second half of the tournament proved that I was still capable of playing good chess. I'm quite happy to show the 3 final positions in these games that I won at the end of the tournament with tactical shots against Kayumov and Murray, both based on the mating motifs, and the final position was Donchenko, where his pieces were completely paralyzed and he had to resign with material equality on the board. After this tournament, I thought that the worst was behind me, but I was wrong again. As the champion of the Soviet Union under 18, I was selected to represent Soviet Union abroad in the first ever held World Championship under 16. Now it sounds a bit odd because we have World Championships under 8, 10, 12, 14, any age. But in 1976, there were only world championships under 20, and that was the first, I even believe, unofficial event that was held in the north of France, in a small city of Fatine. And again, I thought that this tournament would be another potential triumph, but there were many obstacles that I had to overcome even before I could make the first move in my life outside of the Soviet Union.